baby back ribs, St. Louis style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Home improvement projects. This year, let the local professionals at Castle Rock Contracting handle all of your siding, window, and roofing needs. Castle Rock has new windows for your home starting at just $189. Call today and get a jump start on new window installations. Call 314-737-4000 or go to CastleRockSTL.com. Mention KTRS for a $50 discount on your project from Castle Rock Contracting.
Hi, Damian Gerard here from the Gerard Realty Show. You are invited to join me and my group of expert contributors for the Gerard Realty Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tune in to get the inside story on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area, along with market stats and information, visits by community leaders, and we give stuff away. That's the Gerard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. For your home, hire a pro. It matters. For you.
That's the and James
it, and
Gang.
It's Talent Show Thursday. And we have not had a contestant yet, but we've done a lot of yapping, so it's probably our fault. If we go two Thursdays and no talent, show's over. No
right.
talent. You know, tough love. I guess that's what you could call it. Got a joke coming up in the Playhouse that I have not told for, I would say, 4 years. And somebody this past week reminded me of this joke. And as soon as they said, hey, do you know the joke about the, I said, oh my goodness, yes. And I don't know why it hadn't popped into my head. And the way this works is every day on the way in, I just think of a joke and I think of one that I don't think I've told for about a year. So the one coming up today, you haven't heard for a while. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS 888-550. KTRS. And before we get to your calls, I just want to share some news that is so exciting for me. And because I know it'll be exciting for you, I can't hold it. I can't wait till the Playhouse. Barbara Streisand has announced she will now finally write her long promised memoir.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
It'll be published. There's her face. There's her face. The bad news is, it won't be published till 2017. Duh! I don't know if I can wait that long.
She has so many stories.
So many stories I want to hear. 73 years old. Do you know she was that old?
No.
She can still sing, too.
How old is Letterman?
He's 67, I think.
He is? I thought he was in his 70s.
Well, without makeup, he looks like he's 80.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it when guys my age look a lot older than I do.
Wow.
And I'm not his age, by the way. Okay? I don't know what people are thinking. I'm like 68.
No, but far from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Streisand, thank goodness. Dan, how many times have you asked me, when's Barbara Streisand going to do her memoir?
Oh, a dozen.
100?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. More than that, yeah.
Well, finally, 2017. One more time, 969-KTRS. That's a 314 number. Or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Dave. Dave, how are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. It sounds in the background like somebody's trying to start a lawnmower.
No, I'm in my truck.
Okay. Dave, are you calling for the talent show?
This is Dave from Hazelwood with my weekly joke.
Oh, boy. Dave, you never miss a Thursday. You know,
never miss a Thursday.
Good for you. I don't need to say more. Regular listeners know who you are. You keep plugging away. Folks from Hazelwood, here's Dave once again with his another attempt to be a finalist on the call. Take it away, Dave.
Well, before I tell my joke, I want to tell a true story.
All right.
Based on what you guys were talking about last Thursday, when you were talking about ways you don't want to die, like sitting on the toilet or viewing pornography or something like that.
Right.
My wife's uncle is well enough off that he paid her a salary to take care of her grandparents for the last couple of years that they lived. And by the time towards the end, she was living at the house 24/7 with Grandpa. She had a baby monitor in the bedroom. And when Grandpa needed something in the middle of the night, he'd just say her name and she'd go take care of him. Well, he called her one night and needed to use the bathroom. And they had a little chair right next to the bed, so he didn't. That's all he needed to do.
One of those little porcelain potty chairs?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he got up and he sat on the thing and he's sitting there and he says, "What time is it?" And she tells him what time it is and he laid his head down and passed away.
Wow! Did he get a chance to poop before he passed away?
No.
Oh.
He got it. He got it on her after he passed away.
Oh.
So in the meantime, she had gotten to know the ladies that do the home health care and the nurses and the nurses' aides and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So they hired her to work for them after Grandpa passed away. And she worked for them for several years. Well, about 2 years later, after this happened, she went to a little old lady's house, and she was going to get her in the shower, and she said, "Well, I need to use the restroom first." So she got her in the bathroom, got her on the restroom, and she's sitting there working on paperwork, waiting for her, and the little old lady says, "What time is it?" And she tells the little old lady the time. She looks back down at her paperwork, and she says, "Oh, crap." And she looks up, and sure enough, the little old lady had passed away.
All right, Dave, I do not believe that story. Now, come on, man.
That is a true story.
Now, who told you that?
She did.
Okay, that is absolutely no way that two old people both said, "What time is it?" and then died. There's no way.
That is exactly what happened.
Well, I'm not going to call you a liar, but I am going to tell you I don't believe it. There's a difference. I think you believe it because she told you.
I do believe it because she doesn't lie to me.
What time is
it? Yeah. Well, you know what?
When I'm old and on one of those pod chairs, I'm not going to say what time is it.
Yeah. Why do you care?
Why would you possibly need to know what time it is?
Yeah, who cares? You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, why do you care what time it is?
Remember, you don't want to say how great you feel either.
Well, that's true, too.
Does anybody really care what time?
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about this, Dan, since we're talking about this, thank goodness for those people who put old people on the pot chair. And then, if I had been her, let's go back to the first one where the old man says, "What time is it?" And then he dies and then on her, okay? I think I would have called for home health and said, "Yeah, can you come over here? Grandpa's sleeping. And just go on in. I'll be in another room. Act like you don't know he's dead. So they'll have to clean it up." I know that sounds horrible, but boy.
She was very tempted to put that little old lady back in bed and tuck her in and leave and let somebody else find her because there's a whole lot of paperwork you got to do when that happens.
Mm. I'm not sure I wouldn't have done that, you know, because she probably didn't weigh very much. I'm sorry.
She seriously considered it.
Wow. Now, you know, that's not going to win you the talent competition.
No, sorry. I also have a joke.
Okay, here we go. Folks from Hazelwood, once again, here's Dave.
Okay, this joke is slightly R-rated, but there are no R-rated or X-rated words in it.
Then that's fine.
Just to let you know.
All right, thank you.
This is back in the Old West. There was a Texas Ranger that used to ride a circuit of towns every 2 weeks. He would ride through these little towns just to keep an eye on things and make sure nothing was going wrong and so forth. And every week when he passed through one of the towns, there was an old Indian sitting on the front porch of the general store.
I know this joke.
And each time he would ride by, the old Indian would flip him the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would turn his hand sideways and flip him the bird sideways. every week. And 2 weeks later, he'd drive by. The old Indian sitting there flicking the bird sideways. This went on for months. So finally, his curiosity got the best of him. He rode into town. Sure enough, there's that Indian flipping the bird sideways. So he rode over to him and he says, "Hey, fella." He says, "I get that you don't like me when I come through town. When you flip me, boy, what is with this flipping the bird sideways?" The old Indian said, "Me no like your horse, neither."
Let me be the first to say, I don't get it. Does anybody get it?
No.
Sideways, me no like your horse?
I absolutely don't get it.
What does that mean?
No, we don't
know. The upright bird was for the guy, and the sideways bird was for the horse.
Yeah, we sort of get that.
But why sideways?
Why is that funny?
Why couldn't you do just the bird right side up for the horse?
Dave, does it tell you anything that nobody got it or laughed? Does it say anything to you, or does it send a message?
Well, I can always call back next week.
I'm sure you will. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Let's give him a round of applause for perseverance.
We're trying.
Seriously, that's the worst joke I've ever heard. I don't even get it.
Yeah.
Don't like your horse either. Whew. I think he actually thought it was funny. Sad. I like him, though.
He got it, but he couldn't explain it.
Like, you see who's on the phone?
Like, guy keeps plugging away.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Well, does he know that if we put him on, nobody else has a chance?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. Hey, Norman.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm calling to get on the talent show here.
All right.
You called the right place, Norman. And for those of you who don't know, you're still, I guess, in Sullivan.
Yeah.
And do you still have your girlfriend, Rosemary?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do, go on the speakerphone?
Yeah. Until I have my lady friend.
You have another lady friend?
Mrs. Heinrich Brandon.
Heimer and Cameron.
Who?
Is somebody there with you, Norman?
So far.
Is somebody there on the phone with you?
No. Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And play some here for you.
All right. Now, what instrument will you be playing and what song will you be playing?
It'll be my lady friend and I, Miss Heimer Brown and I, singing.
Your lady friend
and Heimer Brown and
She's there with you?
She ain't. I know.
She ain't.
Recording here.
Oh, you have a recording?
Yes, of the two of you.
Ah, okay. Well, that's going to be great. What is the song, Norman?
Yeah.
What song is it? What song? Norman, what song? I guess we'll just have to figure it out. Thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Is that? I keep thinking it's over. Does anybody recognize this song?
No. Sure.
What is it?
Amazing Grace.
We heard it.
Norman, that was outstanding.
Norman, what was the song? We couldn't figure out. What was the song? What was the name? What was the name of the song? Norman?
Mary, Mother of God?
Was the name of the song Mary, Mother of God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I'm very familiar with that song.
Dan and Lissa, move over, I'll tell you.
I know.
Give it up, because you can't compete with that. And that was which girlfriend? What was her name, Norman?
This is Irene Fondren.
Irene Fondren. And where is she? Does she live there with you in that place?
He's at his sister's house.
I'm sure. Is she like a prayer partner over the phone, Norman?
I know her. She's pretty. She's good looking.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
Have you been intimate with her?
Oh. Few times.
Few times.
Norman.
Look at him go.
There you go, Norman.
Did she know it, or was she asleep, or?
I guess. Something else I got here.
Okay, what do you get?
Yeah. David Letterman?
David Letterman being on the air.
Yeah, it's true.
On TV.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to play Auld Lang Syne.
Well, how nice. Auld Lang Syne.
For Dave.
For Dave. And you're going to play what, the kazoo? Yeah, Norman.
Oh,
that was great. That's fantastic. Now, can we talk a little bit about how does Rosemary feel about Ivory Brown? How does she feel about this other woman?
She doesn't mind.
Oh, good.
Way to go.
Have you ever been with both of them at the same time?
No.
You might want to try that. I hear that's exciting. Would you be interested in that if she said, hey, let's all three get together?
That'd be neat.
That's an understatement. That'd be neat. Norman, you're a piece of work. You're maybe our favorite caller. Did you know that?
Yeah. Maybe you can take part of that footage and send to send it to David Letterman.
Some of that footage, yeah.
Some of that footage.
Absolutely.
He just did, that old Lang Syne. I bet David loved that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Norman, do you sound good today? You sound extra good today. You feel okay?
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Norman, I forget, how old are you? 75? How old are you?
77.
All right. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know, and I kind of forgot, when you worked, what did you do when you worked?
I'm 77 Sunset Strip.
You're 77 Sunset Strip. Okay. What, when you worked and went to a job, what kind of work did you do?
I used to be a dishwasher at Steak and Shake.
Wow, I love Steak and Shake. And when I go, the dishes were always clean.
Yep.
What years did you work there? What years did you work at Steak and Shake?
I was working there in 1999.
You know what? I went in 99.
99?
And the dishes were spotless.
All right.
Spotless.
Natural Bridge.
Yep, that's the one I went to. That's the one I went to. And I remember saying to the manager, I've never seen such clean dishes. And I didn't know that was Norman.
Wow.
That was Norman. That's why they were so clean. Good for you, Norman.
Did you see yourself in the plates?
I could see myself. And by the way, Norman's making reference to, there used to be, many years ago when I was a kid, commercials for Joy dishwashing detergent. And the woman would hold the plate up and said, I can see myself in this plate. Very good, Norman. That was a great commercial campaign. For, I believe, Ivory or Joy or something.
Yeah, one of them.
Dishwashing thing, yeah. Anything else we need to discuss, Norman?
I'm taking a bow now here.
I think he's taking a bow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You should. You should take a bow.
Well, thank you, Norman, for making my day.
You made the show, Norman. You actually saved
sure.
The show was struggling. And you
can take a bow with me, too.
Okay. I'll take, and the show was really struggling. We were just saying the show's struggling, and then you saved it. You saved the show. So thank you. All right, Norman, nice talking to you.
Yeah, okay.
See you soon.
God bless us all.
What? Okay.
God bless us all.
God bless us all. Thank
Call
you,
back
Norman.
Soon, Norman.
All right. The great Norman, everybody.
Oh,
Sullivan, Missouri.
Holy cow.
Plays the kazoo like nobody's business.
I tell you.
Whew. Take another call. Can we get Chris in here?
Yeah.
Let me try this. Chris, what is that noise?
I'm in the truck. I wasn't aware there was noise.
Okay. Well, there's not now. There was initially. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fine. I'm AM and the PM. Frank.
Thank you. That's why. That's why you're doing fine. Are you calling for the talent show?
Not after that. There's no way I can follow that.
I know. Well, there's no topic.
Who would want to follow that? So how can we help you?
Well, actually, I'm calling to give you a quick testimony and to say thanks. I just picked up my truck from the O'Fallon, Illinois location of Schaefer Auto Body.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it was never touched mm-hmm. as far as you couldn't even tell there was anything done with it.
See,
and,
like it never was wrecked. And that's the way they work.
And honestly, it was a small job. It was just to replace a side view mirror and fix some chipped paint.
Yeah.
But what I was most impressed with is I picked it up. My wheels were shined. The inside of my truck was cleaned out. It wasn't like a full detail.
Yeah.
But they went just above and beyond what you would expect.
Well, see, we're not lying when we say they are who they are and they do what they do.
So I just wanted to say thanks for vetting the advertisers that you do, and you know, being able to speak for them and
Chris, I hope
their quality.
Chris, I hope you told them your AM and the PM because that's the only thing that keeps us working.
We did. Yeah. When I went in, I told them the reason why I'm here is because I listen to the Frank Opinion Show.
Beautiful. You're a beautiful man. I'm glad you're happy with your truck, and I really appreciate the feedback.
No problem. Have a great day.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Frank.
Night. See? That's our audience. Mm-hmm. Let me stop again and take a moment to address, as I do regularly, advertisers who are wasting your money on other radio shows. What are you thinking? Listen to that. Those are our people.
Callers sit on hold and
waiting to give free testimonials.
Yes.
Free
Someone explain that joke that Dave told.
Good. Please explain it to us.
And what it is in the East, where he say that it was in the East or something that happened?
I don't know.
Wherever,
I think.
Where?
There's not an Old East, is there?
No,
the Old West.
The Old West.
When they would give the finger, that would mean stick it up your butt. So when it goes sideways, that means.
How are we supposed to know that?
I don't know.
Who would know that?
What, you stick it in the horse's butt sideways?
Yeah, sideways, so you're
playing
for the horse.
Well, by the way, if you stuck it up the guy's butt, it wouldn't go straight up unless he's sitting down. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
Call that person back and say that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. I'm just realizing.
Let's get Daryl in here. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, Frank. I am in the DM.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you, or are you calling for the talent show?
I just had a question.
Sure.
Notice that you're enjoying Barbara's book coming out. How about Chelsea's book when hers comes out?
Stop it. Don't tease us. Chelsea Clinton has a book coming out?
I was on the internet this morning before I came to work. I'm farming right now, and supposedly she will have a book coming out next year.
This could be the greatest day of my life. Streisand's book and Chelsea's book. Wow! This is big. Daryl, I didn't know that. I know now what I want for Christmas.
It's probably on the internet. Eon could probably find it on there somewhere.
Well, there's nobody that I want to read about whose life is more interesting than Chelsea Clinton. I can't wait.
She is the premise of the book, if I remember correctly, is explaining to the younger generation the ups and downs and how to, get along in the world and make it through.
Well, if anybody knows about making it through the tough times, it's Chelsea Clinton.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Daryl. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
I'll try to. Semper Fi.
Hey, say, you bet. Thank you. Obviously a Marine. Folks, in case you missed it, this is huge. Chelsea Clinton has a book coming out.
Ooh.
You talk about a gal who struggled.
My head's spinning now. Barbara Streisand and now Chelsea Clinton?
Thank goodness they're not coming out at the same time. I couldn't. I'd be too much to consume at once. Your head would be spinning. We got time to get Kurt before we take a break. Kurt, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Kurt. Hallelujah. Are you calling for the talent show?
No, I'm calling about the finger joke.
The finger joke?
I didn't hear it the first time.
Okay.
Did the guy throw a finger one way and then to the side?
Yes, yes.
That means bleep you and the horse you're in on.
Well, see, how are we supposed to know that?
You had to explain to me that way.
Oh, that's the punchline you heard?
It's the first time I heard. I mean, what in the world is that all about? This is for you and the horse you're in on.
He didn't even tell us that.
Oh.
He didn't even put that in the joke.
He said that.
Okay, well, I did hear the first
He just said that's for you and your horse.
Yeah. The first one's for you,
Well, Kurt, now that you've cleared it up, it's still not funny.
No, I know.
Well, it's not supposed to make sense, man. It's a joke. It's comedy for serious professionals.
Yeah, it's not funny, though. It's just not that funny. But at least you cleared it up for us. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you,
Kurt. I can't believe we spent that much time on a joke that bad. Wow. Thompson Price. One of the dozen, 13, 14 companies that I speak for that pay the three salaries of the people sitting here. We don't get paid by the station. You need to know this. This is not a joke. We get paid directly from the advertisers. It goes through the station, kind of like a filter, but the billing process. But our income comes from advertisers whose business comes from you. When it doesn't come from you or they can't track it coming from you, they drop off. We go off the air. So thank you when you tell them you're AM and the PM. Thompson Price, no exception. Thompson Price has had, last year was an unbelievable year, a great year, thanks in great part to you. So far this year, they are busy, busy, busy. Tom, son TJ, son Adam, Crystal, all the people that work there, they're in the business of remodeling kitchens and bathrooms because even in a brand new house, now I don't know, I guess there are people who will buy a brand new house and then rip out and redo the kitchen. Some wealthy person could do that. I worked for a guy once, and he had a lot of money, and I remember at one time, wallpaper was a big deal. Everybody had wallpaper and foil paper. Do you remember what a big deal foil paper was? You had to hire a special person who could put up foil wallpaper. Yeah. It was very expensive. And my boss's wife had their kitchen and their big, beautiful home done in foil. And then I went over there a week later, and it was all torn down, and they were in the process of putting up some more. I said, what the heck happened? He said, she decided she didn't like it. And it was just, you know, you can do that. I don't know that people redo a kitchen on a new house, but I guarantee you there are people that buy homes. And they love the home, and they love the location. But boy, if only the kitchen had fill-in-the-blank, bigger island, it had different ovens, it had to move refrigerators over here. Well, when you're in a home for a while, that not-perfect kitchen becomes even more imperfect. You can get tired of it. And it's the single thing with a lot of people that makes them want a different house. You don't have to have a different house. You just need the right kitchen. And by the way, the kitchen Thompson Price will do for you and will create for you is a kitchen you'll never find in any house that you're going to buy because they didn't build that kitchen for you. Thompson Price will. And the bathroom. If you want to see a small sample of their work, you can go to their showroom. It's in De Pere on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. You can also go to their website, thompsonprice.com. You want to make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with when you remodel a kitchen. Now, you can talk to five different companies if you want to. That would be fine, because what's going to happen is when you realize the process Thompson Price goes through, how thorough they are and what perfectionists they are, and that you're going to get every dollar's worth, I think this is who you're going to go with. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. We had somebody call in and said westbound 70 at 79 out near O'Fallon. There's an accident, too, in the left lane. So here's Tim Weiland with more Airborne, Tim.
And that traffic report was brought to you by...
Yes, thank you.
Hey, you know... I was sitting here talking to my pilot, and he heard you guys talking to him, and all he did is he caught a little bit when you said about putting a finger in a horse's butt, and he was thinking what educational radio you guys have.
Well, he's right.
Oh, yeah.
I said you only hear it on KTRS, and you learn more on this station than anywhere.
Well, Tim, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, tell him thank you for us, because he's pointed out once again that this is the learning show, and you're right. You tune over to the old folks station, you won't even hear the words horse's butt together.
No.
You won't hear that. You'll just hear about a prostate exam or something like that, but not a horse's butt.
Or an interview with a city councilman that nobody cares anything about. But here you get the full horse's butt treatment right here.
Yep.
It's the best. I'm AM and the PM. Proud to be of it.
We know that. We're proud to have you as part of it. Give him the hallelujah thing. He said, there you go. Hallelujah. How's that traffic?
All right. Yeah, you do have an accident. It's on westbound 70 at 79. They had the left lane at last check blocked, so you can expect a good backup behind there. Now, they're still working with that accident on eastbound 270 at 170. Traffic is jammed between St. Charles Rock Road and 370 around the bend to 170. You've got another crash in South County. It's on northbound Lindbergh, midway between Highway 50. Well, let's just call it north of Highway 55. The right lane is blocked there, and you've got a pretty good backup that goes almost to Lime Ferry. I looked at southbound 270. It's stop and go from what I could see from Olive down through Highway to Doherty Ferry on westbound 44. Things are stacking up right now from Soccer Park west of Bowles. And then we've got a crash reported on Highway 141. I believe it's northbound 141 at Manchester. And we're going to check that out here in just a few minutes. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned. Only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Sundays with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's Maximized Living.
My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
Followed at 8 by Money Talk with Bob Hardcastle.
I'm Bob Hardcastle, your host. I'm with you every Sunday morning.
At 9, it's Fairways and Greens.
And welcome to the first tee on a glorious Chamber of Commerce Sunday morning.
Followed by the Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10.
I'm John Mason, along with John Stillman, retirement income strategist.
Sunday mornings are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets, they look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotch Guard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's has become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Don't let this ship sail. Thinking about refinancing and you'd normally call your bank or credit union? Jump on board. Let Golden Oak show you how we can beat their rates.
Call us first. This is Bob Ellman. Experts are predicting interest rates are likely to increase, so you need to act now.
Tired of wasting time at your bank for a mortgage? Call Golden Oak for faster turn times and no risk. Call now. Get 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Get a lower rate. We can do things banks can't do. And if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
We're right here in St. Louis. We're A-plus rated with the BBB, and you won't get stuck with an appraisal fee. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
FHA's 15-year fix, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta-Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to ClassicCarStudio.com.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on Louisville City FC on Sunday, May 24th at 7:30. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week on Christian Questions, speaking in tongues was a gift given to the early Christian church. What does it actually mean to speak in tongues, and are we meant to still use this gift? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Oh, yeah, good song. Let me do that, baby. I think I can sing this rock band. Love me do time.
Love me do time.
See, I can do that. Certain lines I can do.
Love me twice today.
I talked to a Johnny the other day of the Well Hungarians, and he says one day we'll work up a number, and some special event I'll get up and sing. I think
that'd be great.
Way down the road I might do that.
You should.
Like a song like this. I could fake my way through this, I think. Back to the phones. Here we go. I give the numbers, but we're all stacked up with calls, so apparently a lot of people know the numbers. This is Brian. Brian, how are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
I'd like to sing a song for your talent show.
All right. Is this the Brian we talked to a couple of weeks ago? I believe it is.
Yeah. Do you want to hang up on me?
I don't hang up on people. I don't hang up on any listener, ever. I don't do that. What's your song?
Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I know it well. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? A lot of people didn't. Johnny Cash. You got to turn your radio down, I think. It's feeding back.
All right. Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
It's a short verse. I'm going to sing it twice. And for those who want to sing along during the second verse, during the second passage, feel free to sing along.
Okay, give us about a 60-second version because we're a little short on time, okay?
Yeah, all right. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, or by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. All together now.
Will the circle
be unbroken
I don't hear everybody.
Home away in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
All right, Brian, you know the routine. We have to have a conference, okay?
You can save your judgment. I don't need to hear it. That's all right.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian.
I don't need to know one way or the other because, I don't take criticism very well. Hey, I do have a quick question for Eon.
It's for you, Peon.
Eon?
Go ahead.
Yes. You and your wife met because she sent you an email because of that cute little on-the-air story that you told her. She sent you an email, and then you guys decided to date. Now, she doesn't think that she's the only one who sent you an email. I'm sure you received other emails. And my question to you, Eon, do you and your wife have an open dating marriage?
No.
You don't?
Hey, Brian.
Well, hang on.
All right.
The answer was no.
Okay.
Dan, what was your question?
I have a question for Brian.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to stir up crap with Peon?
Well, he's the one who always says hello to the chicks. And he says he gets a look at all the big-breasted women he wants to. His wife doesn't care. I'm just figuring they must have an open marriage.
Well, you figured wrong. They don't.
Yeah.
I bet
they do.
Well, Brian, I like to look at women with big boobs, and I don't have an open marriage.
I bet you don't do it in front of your wife.
I do it all the time in front of my wife.
I think Eon and his wife have a little arrangement there.
Well, you're wrong. I don't know what to tell you, but you're wrong. You don't know that.
Brian, why do you listen to this show?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. You obviously do not like us. Why do you listen?
Well, Eon, here's what's going to happen. You're going to wind up with a big fat divorce down the road.
Brian, you're not answering the question.
Let him talk. Go ahead, Brian. Why is that?
Oh, well, your wife's going to figure out what's going on, and you're going to get a big divorce.
Brian, you seem to know,
and he knows so much about all of us.
You don't even know us. And here's the deal: I've looked at big breasts for 44 years, and my wife hasn't left me because of it. So
okay, I'll tell you why I listen to your show then.
Okay,
I'm probably mentally ill. That's probably why, and I'm a typical listener of yours.
So now what you're saying is most of our audience is mentally ill.
Correct. I think most of your audience is mentally ill if they believe one word of any of this that goes on in your show.
Well, we're thankful to have them.
You're welcome. All right. See you next week.
You're a treasure, Brian.
We look forward to it. Thank you, Brian. There's a very unhappy guy.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you can't even feel bad for somebody like that because they make themselves more miserable than anybody else could ever make.
How we should live.
He knows every detail. He listens to every minute,
and
every day, and he
delights
can't stand
in the fact that right now we're talking about.
Yes.
So let's stop. It's
exactly.
Just not even worth it, except that he's an interesting study.
Exactly, yeah.
Something. I don't know what he's an interesting study in.
Psychology?
He's one of a kind.
And he'll be calling next week.
Well, I hope he does, because I like that the audience knows there are people like that. We need to know that. Ballast Dental Care. Now, Brian says you shouldn't believe anything we tell you.
And
you're all mentally ill, okay? Now, that means you should not believe me when I tell you that I've gone to Ballast Dental Care for 42 years. But you could go there, and here's my challenge to Brian. I'll put up $10,000, and he puts up only five. And if we go, and they can't pull records to prove that I've been going there, and my dentist won't swear on a stack of Bibles and under oath that I've been going there since 1973, then I owe Brian $10,000. But if it's true, he owes me five. I think that's a pretty good deal. His is only half the amount. But he won't take that bet. He never will, because a guy like that knows that what he's saying is a pile of crap, and he gets a big kick out of it. I've been going there for 42 years. I have an appointment coming up. I have to look in my phone, but it's probably in the next couple of months, because it's been about 4 months, so I'm going to be due. At the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, and ask Mr. Cleveland if he can go on the play.
All right.
I'm sure he will. He's very accommodating. There's not much to tell you except, you know, the normal dentistry stuff, and I don't know the terminology. I'm not a dentist. The name, I know what the chair is, that 80-position chair they have in that swirling sink and the little cup of water, and the state-of-the-art little drills and whatever they use, and that scares a lot of people. That stuff scares people. Don't let it scare you. You should be scared of who's handling it and who you're in the chair with, not the equipment, because like anything else, it's the people that make the difference, and these people absolutely have a way of putting your greatest fears aside. You won't again ever dread going to the dentist. That is a huge statement, but I have yet in all these years to get an email from anybody who didn't say, wow, you were right. I found my dental home. So if you don't have a dentist, you hate your dentist died, Ballas Dental Care, corner Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
Have you ever needed a lawn care service for just one day? Call ECI Lawn Care, and they'll cut your grass on demand, and they do not require an ongoing obligation. ECI Lawn Care will cut your grass one time or for the season. It's up to you. Just call 314-546-3170 to schedule an appointment today. They offer the most competitive prices and the most reliable service. Call ECI Lawn Care today at 314-542-3170.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit STLGreekFest.com for more information. Hoppa!